Good afternoon, and welcome to our broadcast. We, the Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church, bring you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are so happy to have you join us today. I'm Pastor Cedric A. Polnitz, Sr. We hope and pray that this ministry will encourage you today and for many days to come. So now, without any further ado, let's go to our sermon of the day. God bless you.
Closer to him, because when you give him your best, God will do the rest. Amen. Yeah, because he loves you and me. He is constantly making us and shaping us into who and what he wants us to be. Amen. Yeah, remember, God sees and he knows everything that goes on in our lives. He sees every trouble and he hasn't forgotten about you. When you're going through your trials, when you're going through your tests, God has not forgotten about you. Just know that he's making me into what he wants me to be. Sometimes God allows things to happen in our lives to bring out the best in us. Yes, yes, yes. What used to make you have a bitter attitude, now you've got a better attitude. What used to set you back and used to set you off, oh yeah, now you know that a setback is only a setup for another blessing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. God is working on something. Oh yeah, he's working on something for your good. Yeah, just keep on persevering. And so now in week 3, we talk about sow it because I owe it. And in this book of Timothy, Paul encourages his young son through this letter that your faithfulness and your dedication to spreading the good news, it will be rewarded. Yeah, how many of y'all know that serving the Lord will pay off after a while? Yeah, and I do it because, oh hallelujah, it's all about his love for me. And it's all about his love for you. Yeah, that's why I got to show it. That's why I got to let my little light shine. That's why I got to hug everybody. I know y'all don't like to hug sometimes, but I still hug on you anyway. I still have to show it because I owe it to him. Amen. Yeah, because he didn't have to save me. Yeah, he didn't have to pick me up out of the muck and the mire. But he did it, and because he did, I got to give him, oh yeah, give it back to him. Yeah. So our lesson today in verses 14 and 15 is a lesson to remind the saints that you can't show someone your lifestyle by walking, being a walking example of what a Christian lifestyle should look like. You, I'm talking to you, like Uncle Sam, I'm talking to you. Well, I want you, amen, I'm talking to you. Yeah, yeah, your lifestyle can be a walking example of what a Christian lifestyle should look like. Well, and see, let me break it down a little bit more for you. In this lesson, Paul's tell Timothy to remind the people that a lifestyle of worship outside the church, it's just as important as your worship inside the church. I show it outside because I owe it outside. I don't only show it inside the building. I know I act a fool in here. I know I run up and down the aisle. I know I holler all Sunday long. But that's because he's been so good to me. And sometimes, hallelujah, amen, you just need to open up your mouth and tell God, thank you for what you did for me. Yeah, yeah, don't hide him when you get to the job. Don't hide him when you get to school. Let your light shine. Show love towards one another. Don't treat everybody wrong. Don't do like everybody else, talking about folks and talk about their mama. Y'all know we used to do your mama jokes back in the day. Amen. Don't be talking about their mama. You try to live a life that will show it because we owe it to the Lord. Yeah, he done so much for me. Yeah, see, I can preach to y'all all day long, but if my sermon outside of the church don't add up with the sermon on the inside, come on somebody, Amen. I can preach all, I can holler all Sunday long, but if my lifestyle outside of the church don't match up with the lifestyle I portray or you portray inside the building, it's none effective. Yeah, so Paul is warning Timothy that there were some false teachers among them. And you know there's some false teachers among us too. Amen. I'm apostle so-and-so. I'm bishop so-and-so. I'm elder so-and-so. But it's all about them and not about him. Oh, come on, somebody. Yeah. And Paul is telling Timothy, remind the people, don't get caught up in church shenanigans. Amen. Because y'all know there's some shenanigans that go on inside the church. Yeah, and see, my brothers and sisters, yeah, these false teachers were causing confusion by distorting the truth that Paul preached and teached about. And y'all know sometimes we can get to some churches, or you visited some churches and you've seen some churches that stuff just don't add up right. Oh, come on now. Amen. Amen. Even the kids know when something ain't right. Kids even can tell. Well, why is that lady always in pastor study? Oh, come on now. Y'all ain't gonna talk back to me. Amen. And the pastor's wife, amen, she got a battle of her own. Uh-huh. Because in some churches, they don't know if she's the number one. Y'all, they call the first lady, right? Amen. Let me leave that alone. Maybe y'all don't want to go down that road. Amen. She is supposed to be the first lady, but it's two or three other. Amen. I'm going to leave that alone. Amen. But there's a lot of things that go on in God's house that should not go on in God's. Yeah, when Paul was telling Timothy, there's a lot of distorting of the truth. Yeah, they're saying things that is not about the root of what I've been preaching and I've been teaching. I'm telling you, Timothy, that what we preach is Jesus Christ. We don't preach all of this other stuff that's out there.
Amen.
Because, see, this lesson is a reminder that that you don't need to get caught up into the isms of the church. When you come into God's house, amen, it ought to be all about the love of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. When you come to God's house, amen, it ought to be all about the attention on him. Yeah? Yeah, I know somebody got on an ugly wig. That's all right. Don't worry about it. When you come to the house, your attention, amen. Oh, y'all not going to talk back to me. I know her high heels are flopped over. And she can't walk in them high heels. That's all right. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about her walking in them high heels crooked. That's all right. She should have put them on in the first place. That's all right. Amen. Your focus ought to be on what God did for you. Come on now. I don't have time to worry about what somebody else got to say. Yeah. Yeah, don't get caught up in the heresies and the word salads. Don't get caught up in the debating of the doctrine. That's what Paul was telling Timothy. There's a lot of Christians that were debating over the doctrine of the church. And I come to tell you, don't get caught up in those things, because what my brothers and sisters, the way you live on Sunday ought to be the way you live on Monday. Yeah. See, I don't want us to be a congregation. I don't want us to be a church that looked like some of the other churches out there. Amen. I know I'm selfish. Amen. I'm selfish. Yeah, us, my pleasure. We want to be a good church. Amen. We want to follow the Lord's way and not the way of some of them other churches out there. Amen. Amen. We want to be those that are striving to give our lives to the work and the kingdom building of God. Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, they talk about Jesus. They're going to talk about us. Amen. See, that's what the world will do. See, when the confusion goes down in the church, that gives the world ammunition to point the finger. That's why I don't go to that church no way. Y'all heard that before, haven't you? That's why I don't go to that church no way. Why? Because we have allowed the devil to come in and separate us. And what God is calling us to do, is to be strong like Timothy. Preach the gospel. Don't let no other gospel go forward. Yeah. Don't let the gospel, amen, because you know the world, as soon as they got something they can point the finger at us about, they're going to use it. You know they're stealing over there, don't you? Y'all gonna talk back to me. Amen. Amen. I'm like Eddie Murphy. Y'all a hard crowd tonight. Amen. Amen. I'm gonna have to bring a little bit more laughter. Amen. And see, my brothers and sisters, as long as we give the world something to point the fingers, that weakens us. That weakens our testimony. So that's why not only does your worship inside the church shouldn't matter, but when you go home, when you go to school, when you go to work, it also should matter. Why? Because worship is not only what you do in the house, but worship is your lifestyle.
Amen.
If your children hear you, and this was before cell phones, so I know this is dated, but whatever. Your children hear you. When the phone rings, this was back in the day, 80s. I'm dating myself, 70s, 80s, or whatever. And the kid picking the phone, hello? Yes, this is Chase Bank. May I speak to your mama? Mama! Chase Bank on the phone. Tell him I'm here. You see what I'm saying? That same worship that you shouted about, done threw your wig off and kicked your shoes off in church, done got everybody all disturbed because you're gonna rip your skirt wide open. That ought to be the same worship in the house when you get home. Because your child see, wait a minute, didn't you just shout all over church Sunday? And now you telling me, mama, that you ain't home? Mama, I think that's called a lie. Y'all never gonna talk back to me today. That's why I can't hide his grace and mercy. That's why I can't hide his goodness. I got to let my light shine 24/7. I'm like Nehemiah. Yeah, Nehemiah said, I got work to do. Yeah. See, in this Christian game, in this Christianity game, my brothers and sisters, we're not in it for the glory to ourselves. But we're in it to bring glory to the name of Jesus Christ. I heard one of my pastor's friends, one of my old pastor friends said, well, he's still my friend. He preached a sermon that said, we don't need to major in minor things. And see, we as Christians, my brothers and sisters, we can get caught up in the buffoonery of differences. And when we can't get together and hear, it draws a crowd. Amen. And it will sometimes cause people to pay attention to something they don't need to pay attention to. y'all not gonna talk back to me. Amen. Let's see if I can pass out some candy or something. See if I can get y'all hyped up. Amen. Y'all need some sugar or something, man.
Amen.
Amen. But I can remember, my brothers and sisters, when I used to go visit my cousin down in a little city called Thomasville, Alabama, and Thomasville, Alabama, they had them houses. They were them long houses with the hallway down the middle, and them houses was this close together. You could barely walk between them. And if you was in one house, you could almost hear what was going on. Y'all been to them houses, what they call them, shotgun houses? Okay, that's what they call them, don't they? And see. I don't know you got marital problems until you reveal to us you got y'all not gonna talk back to me today. Cause if y'all fussing and cussing at 2 o'clock in the morning, waking up everybody in the neighborhood, then that gives people something to talk about. Guess what, Mount Pleasant? if we can't get along, if the church of God can't get along, if the local and the worldwide churches can't get along, if we can't get our stuff together, that gives the world more ammunition to talk to. How many pastors they done had over there? Oh, come on, Mount Pleasant. Y'all been there. Amen. Yeah, they don't talk back to me today. They'll use it against us, but that's why I've got to show more love. That's why I got to show my faith, because it shuts down all of that extra marigmarole. See, I don't have time to major in minor things. We owe him too much. Amen. When you come to church, you don't want to be focused on all of the wrongs of the church. When I come to church, I want to come to church to focus on Christ. See? So if you want to give them something to talk about, give them something good to talk about. Amen. Yeah, see? You ought to work and let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and glorify the Father in glory. You see, we've come to worship him and to serve his people. Remember, a walking sermon is better than a sermon I preach any Sunday. Come on, somebody. Your walking sermon, yeah, you say I ain't no preacher, I ain't no pastor, but guess what? Amen. As long as you got the word in your heart, as long as he saved you, you can still carry the word. Amen. They didn't call you the pastor, but you can still preach. Oh, y'all. Amen. Some of y'all get ready to tip out right now. Lord, I don't want to be a preacher. But guess what? When he saved you, all that did was give you opportunity and, oh, yeah, you have all the authority to go out and help and to preach somebody else. Y'all ever heard the saying, I can show you better than I can tell you? Amen. I heard Sister Barbara say this last week. We was talking. Sister Barbara say, sometimes I just can't express it in words. I have to write it down. Amen. And sometimes I can show you. Oh, y'all ain't going to talk back to me. Amen. Sometimes I can live the life better than I can tell you how to live a life. If you want to be an example, oh, hallelujah, to your children, just show them how to live. How you going to tell them to clean up their room and your... Amen. 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 Come on now. I'm going to leave that alone. I'm messing with some of y'all mothers in here. Amen. Hey, I want y'all to start throwing stuff at me. Amen. 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 We got to be an example. I can show you better than I can tell you. Yeah. And he says right here, show yourself. Yeah. Study to show thyself. Somebody say show. I'm going to show it because I owe it to him. I study, I read, I get into his word. I listen to his word because I need it, because I owe it to him. You give your child $200 and they run off and don't even tell you thank you. You ought to at least turn around and say thank you, daddy. Oh, thank you, mom. Oh, come on, somebody. Yeah, and we do God that same way. He wake us up every morning. We just go on to work, go on to school. Don't even tell him thank you. You sit down and eat that big meal of Cracker Barrel. Don't even tell him thank you. Come on, somebody. Scared somebody gonna say, you can't pray. Nah, baby, I'm gonna pray over my food, man. I don't care what kind of laws they pass. I don't care what kind of rules they come up with. I'm gonna give it to him because I owe him my all. Yeah, I gotta show it because I owe it. I've been through too much not to serve him. Yeah, that's a song that Pastor Trotter sung. It says, my worship is for real. Yeah, yeah. I've been through too much not to give him praise. Well, I've been through too much that he's brought me out of not to tell him thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so when verse 15 comes along, it says, study to show thyself approved. In other words, not only in reading, but it also should be in practice.
Yeah.
That's where, when the doctors go to school for 5-10 years, mm-hmm. they're studying for a practice. Mm-hmm. In other words, not only do they read it in the book, but they also have to put it in the application.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, somebody. Yeah. Not only do you come to church on Sunday to hear his word, but it ought to be applied and practiced. Oh, come on, somebody. Throughout Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday as well. Oh, see, we got to start living the life that we shout about. We got to start living the lives that we pray about. Yeah. You shout and fall out on Sunday. Oh, yeah. Tear up half the choir. But then Monday, you're still letting them fall out of words. Come out. We got to live the life. Oh, yeah. Amen. Maybe I'm preaching too hard today. Amen. Amen. See, that's why he said a workman. Somebody say workman. Study to show thyself approved unto God. Show thyself. I show it because I owe it to him. I owe it to him to live a life of worship, not only in the house. I shout on Sundays, but I also ought to shout at work on Monday. Amen. Y'all know I holler anywhere. Come on, somebody. Yeah, I know sometimes I might scare Sister P in the house. If God does something for me, I walk out to the mailbox and there's a check in there. Woo!
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll show it anywhere. Yeah, don't just let your lifestyle of worship be in the house. Show it because you owe it to him. Rightly. Somebody say rightly.
Rightly.
Not partly. But rightly. Somebody say rightly. Dividing the word of truth. Now, like I told you, this message is to Timothy, the preacher. But guess what? Once you are saved by God's grace, you are now called to spread his word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. This is what some of us do. Oh, I'm saved and sanctified. But then you sit down on God.
Yeah.
All week long until you get back to church on Sunday morning. Tear up the house. And then what did you do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday? What did you do during the week? Your lifestyle should be a lifestyle of worship throughout the week. See, rightly dividing the word of truth. When we have been saved, then we have to carry this gospel throughout wherever we go. Now, let me hurry up because I know I'm getting over my time. Y'all know there's a thing that they call networking.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in a sales position, when you network, what you are trying to do is recruit more people, or you're trying to get people to purchase your product. And you can't do it unless you open up your mouth and present it to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And so... Those of you that worked in sales before, you know this. In sales, you only get paid when you sell something. Oh, come on, somebody. Y'all done kissed it.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all. Ooh, it just went right on somebody's head. You don't get paid. Woo! Come on, somebody. Oh, yeah. And I come to tell you, a lot of folks just dwindling on through life. Just because they say, amen, it's just all about them. But baby, you've been called to help sell. Oh, come on. You got to sell the gospel to them. You got to open up that mouth. You got to show it in your lifestyle. Like I can show you, but I can tell you. Amen. I want you to see his love working through me. I want you to see me standing on faith. When hell is going all around. Hallelujah. Yeah, I want you to see that I'm standing on his word. When somebody in my family has been lost to cancer, I want you to see that I'm standing on his word. When the job says we're going to hand out pink slips tomorrow, I want you to see me standing. I can show you. But hallelujah. But I can tell you. Yeah.
And see, my brothers and sisters, because when you study to show yourself approved, a workman under God that needeth not be ashamed, when trouble comes, because there is a when. Oh, y'all, yeah. As long as we on this earth, there's always going to be a when something comes. Oh, yeah, if trouble ain't been by your house yet, guess what? It's going to knock on your door one day. And if you haven't been in his word, and if you haven't studied to show yourself approved, oh, yeah, we're going to find out if you're real or not.
Amen.
Ephesians 4:1 says, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, I am a prisoner of the Lord. And I beseech you that you walk worthy. Somebody say, walk worthy.
Walk worthy.
Oh, I need to show it. Not only do I tell you on Sunday mornings, but I need to show it on Facebook.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh. Amen. Because y'all know we Holy Ghost filled on Sunday. But then when we get to that Facebook page, baby, amen, I look at some of them posts on there, I'm like, Lord, have mercy. You say you a preacher? You say that you go to so-and-so church? Amen. I ain't going to say Mount Pleasant because there's other churches out there too. Amen. Yeah. He said, walk worthy of the vocation for which you were called in. See, we are workmen. We are laborers of the gospel. And just because you're not a pastor doesn't mean that you haven't been called to carry the word. You've got to let your light shine before men. It matters most when you let it shine before those who are unbelievers. Because see, as long as I'm comfortable in here with y'all, I can shout and sing and holler because I'm with y'all. But what do you do when you get before the unbeliever? Mm-hmm. You've got to let that same light penetrate their heart. Because this is what will happen. Even though they don't believe, they'll see God working through you. And the same God that they see working through you, guess what? One day you had that opportunity too. I don't know. Maybe you grew up in church, or maybe somebody talked to you about God on the job, or you know, somebody told you about Jesus Christ at school or whatever. But guess what? Somebody had to present it to you.
Amen.
And you got to show it because we owe it to him. Let us stand. We got to show it. Because we owe it. That's why I show it. Because I owe it. There's a song that I heard back in the day. It says, there's so much that the Lord has done for me. Oh, yes. When I was a sinner, he set me free. Yes, he did. All of my burdens, he helped me to bear. All of my sorrows, he helped me to share. This is a part I like. I can't repay the Lord. Even though I owe him everything. I owe him everything. I can't repay the Lord. But oh, I'd like to tell him. Thank you, sir. Yeah.
To God be the glory for all of the things that he has done. Amen and amen. Once again to you, our radio listening family, we thank you for tuning in to the Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church Sunday afternoon broadcast. Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church is located 7628 Highway 52, Orlando, Tennessee. Our phone number is 615-654-2549. And remember, God is great and greatly to be praised. Have a wonderful and blessed evening.